Welcome to 5 Minutes Alone, the weekly podcast of the Bering Drive Church of Christ at beringfamily.org. I'm your host, Jeff Christian, minister at Bering. This is episode 2.7. It's called Perfect, which is the halfway point of this 14-episode season. One of the things I'm trying to do with this second season of the podcast is explore some of the more difficult teachings of Jesus. If you heard this past Sunday's sermon, Teaching and Living What Jesus Taught, this single verse from Matthew 5:48 will sound familiar. Think of this podcast as a kind of revisited reminder and struggle with what might be Jesus's most difficult saying. If you didn't hear the sermon, you can hear it at our website or just take this as kind of a midweek boost. Right after Jesus offers a new understanding of old laws that had been used to hurt people rather than help them, Jesus says something startling, at least to the way we understand some words. The statements when Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, but I tell you," all invite people to understand God's laws the ways they were intended. This commonly referred to spirit of the law is all about building up those around us. Unfortunately, over the past couple thousand years, we have been pretty thick-headed when it comes to the letter of the law. Much like the not-so-good old days, Bible, religion, and church has engaged in the ungodly activities of hurting others in the name of Jesus. You, or certainly someone you know, has been so harmed by church that they no longer participate and are skeptical that all this God business is accessible, much less real. It is possible that some of that resignation is due to a misunderstanding of this difficult teaching of Jesus in Matthew 5:48 when Jesus said, "Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Now, in an English-speaking, Western context based on precision, we hear this verse in a very different way than Jesus spoke it. The Greek word and concept teleos is not about achievement or precision. Rather, it is about completion and wholeness, that beautiful image in places like Revelation when the whole creation project comes together, when everything lines up with God. Because let's face it, anyone would be hard-pressed to look at the world today and say that everything is lined up with God. But this is what we are after. What we hope for, what we dream about. Like that day Philippians 2 dreams about when every tongue confesses Jesus as Lord. Not as though we were members of some elite club, but so much more than that. When we all together reap the life-giving benefits of all things being made new. Even people like you and me. And since the earlier words before Matthew 5:48 in the first third of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount all seem to do with loving and building up others, to be whole like God is to love even those who do not deserve it, even our enemies. And this will not be easy, my friends. It will push us beyond what we would even consider normal. But according to Jesus, it's worth it. Worth it because to act like God, in love that saves rather than destroys, is to see completion clearer today than we did yesterday. We saw what church looked like in the past when everyone tried to look and act perfect. It led to secrets, divisiveness, and lots of hurt feelings. So I'm guessing that was not the original intent. Perhaps we should try something else. Well, this is who we're trying to be at the Bering Drive Church of Christ. Go to beringfamily.org for more information on our church and come see us this Sunday if you are in Houston. May God bless you today in this hearing of the Word.